when I say, are these the same things that eat holes in your clothes?
No, this, I don't think they're the same type of moth.
I mean, it's the same name.
Well, the name is the same, M-O-T-H, moth.
Okay.
But I think they're two different species.
What about the insect that's tail lights on and off?
Yeah, that's, they're fireflies. We call them, fireflies. Lightning bugs, yeah. I couldn't think of the word.
What about a big, long insect that you see around water a lot of times that has a long, narrow body and then big, transparent wings on each side?
You mean a fowl?
No, it's an insect. An insect, big, long thing that has big eyes. Some people call them snake doctors or dragonflies.
Yeah, snake doctor, we call them snake doctors through here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I didn't know exactly what you were trying to get at. Snake doctor, and they do fly around the water, and a lot of times the fish at certain times will hit at them if they get down close to the water.
Okay, good. What about hornets? Do you have hornets around here?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Any different sizes or shapes or anything?
Well, yes, I think there is. There's a yellow jacket, we call him, which is similar to a hornet, only he doesn't hit you quite as hard as a hornet. And the yellow jacket doesn't make the same type of a home or a nest that a hornet does.
Mm-hmm. What kind of nest does a hornet make?
Well, a hornet makes a large, sort of a balloon shape looking home, and it's colored gray, and they have a hole at the bottom of it, and if you touch them, why, it doesn't take long to find out what they can do for you.
Right. Well, what about a yellow jacket? What kind of nest does it have?
Now, yellow jackets usually have a nest that looks sort of like a honeycomb that bees use. And they're usually in shrubs or places like that. You find them a lot of times, and they hit you pretty good, too.
Mm-hmm.
Not quite as bad as a hornet.
Well, what about another animal that lives in a nest like, another insect that lives in a nest like this is pretty big?
Wasp.
Okay. And
they'll also sting you, too.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What kind of nest do they live in?
Now, they make a nest sort of like a honeycomb. Has cells just like that, and it's gray in color. Usually fasten it up around the house if they can, or of course around a tree, mostly around the house, and usually up on the ceiling.
Uh-huh. Well, there's another insect, something like a wasp that makes, in a barn or something, it'll make long tubes out of dirt.
Dirt, that's called a dirt dauber.
Okay.
And he's sort of similar. He's of the species like a wasp.
Do they sting?
I don't know. I don't think they do.
Okay.
They may, but I don't think so.
Any other kind of stinging insects you can think of that we haven't mentioned?
Let me see. Well, of course, the bumblebee and the honeybee are fellows pretty famous for stinging. And we've mentioned the wasp and yellow jacket, and I think that pretty well. Of course, there's a horsefly that also stings.
A what?
Horsefly.
Mm-hmm. That's right, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, what about the little tiny animal that bites you sometimes and makes you itch when you, a little tiny insect, I mean, that bites you and makes you itch, especially at night? Sometimes you...
Oh, a mosquito?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, mosquitoes.
Okay, what about a big, usually green insect that has great big back legs that hops?
Grasshopper?
Okay.
Yeah.
What about small fish that you might use for bait?
We call them minnows.
Okay, any other names for them?
Well, shiners. We have a shiner, we have a